Martin was a witch. She dwelled in Amesbury. With salty tongue and sparkling eye, she worked her sorcery. And as unto the judge's court, the sheriffs brought her hither, the lilacs drooped as she passed by, and they were seen to wither. A witch was she, though trig and neat, with comely head held high. It did not seem that such as she with Satan so would vie. And when in court the afflicted ones proclaimed her evil ways, she laughed aloud and boldly then met Cotton Mather's gaze. "Who hath bewitched these maids?" he asked, and strong was her reply. "If they be dealing in black arts, thou know as well as I." And now the stricken ones made moan as she approached near. They saw her shape upon the beam, so none could doubt 'twas there. The neighbors around swore to the truth of her satanic powers, that she could fly o'er land and sea and come dry shod through showers. At night 'twas said she had appeared, a cat of fearsome mien. "Avoid she, devil," they had cried, to keep their spirits clean. Spectral evidence was weighed, and stern the parson spoke, "Thou shalt not suffer a witch to live, 'tis written in the book." Susanna Martin, so accused, spake with flaming eyes, "I scorn these things, for they are not but filthy gossip's lies." Bewitched, they cried her out, their voices loud did ring. They saw a bird fly round her head, an evil yellow thing. And so Susanna Martin died beneath the summer sky, and still in scorn she faced the rope, her comely head held high.